Why is Good Friday a Good Friday? Why is a Good Friday a Good Friday? Why do we commemorate a day of execution? Why do we commemorate a symbol of execution, a cross? Why not the hangman's noose or the electric chair? What's so good about Good Friday? Think about it. What is so good about Good Friday? Jesus started his journey to the cross on Monday, Thursday. Thursday. He was arrested after celebrating the Last Supper with his disciples. Went out to the garden, betrayed by a dear friend with a kiss. And they took him, they arrested him. They brought him in, and he had to endure kangaroo court. Then he was taken. He was spat upon. He was beaten. His back was ripped open by the Roman cat o' nine tails, designed to inflict severe blood loss, lacerations, muscle cramps, and dizziness. The cat o' nine tails would be ripped across his back and then dragged back because there were hooks like claws. And when the cat o' nine tail would go in and they would rip it back, they would take literally their pound of flesh. So tell me, what's so good about Good Friday? Jesus began his walk to the place of the skull, carrying that heavy cross. That heavy piece of timber that he would be nailed to. He suffered shame, so much shame. So much humiliation on that day. Such a Good Friday. He was stripped naked. He suffered the horror of an anticipated death. But death that was so humiliating, it was meant for the lowest of the low. So what's so good about Good Friday? The pain of untended wounds. You've got to remember, Jesus' back is laid open. Pounds of flesh have been stripped away. He's nailed to a wooden cross. Can't move. And the only way he can actually draw breath is by lifting himself up with untended wounds in the back and the splinters of that rough piece of timber that he was nailed to, digging into the lacerations on his back. So what's so good about Good Friday? The pain of untended wounds and the unnatural position of his body upon that piece of timber, that cross. throbbing with pain, cramping up with pain. The only way he could breathe was to lift himself up to take a breath and then flop back down again as the splinters dug in to the lacerations on his back. Torment. Humiliation. Terrible, terrible thirst because of the blood loss. So I ask you again, what's good about Good Friday? It's all in this word. Tetelestai. When Jesus cried out, Tetelestai, in the Greek, it is finished. Some people say, well, he's done. That's it. It's over. And some people see this as a word of defeat. Yet, when you look at the context of what happened on that Good Friday, it is a cry of victory. It means it is finished. The debt has been paid. Hallelujah. That's why it is my Good Friday. That is why it is a Good Friday. Because my debt was paid. Your debt was paid. And I praise my Lord for the cross of Good Friday. So that's why. That's why. How much you love me, Jesus? That much. That much. Tetelestai. That much. Why? Why did he do it? Because of love. And I am in awe. Oh, the wonderful cross bids me come and die so that I can really truly live. John 3:16, we all know it, don't we? For this is how God loved the world. He gave his only one Son, that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. And it brings me back to the two guys who were dying with them. One guy was ridiculing. You saved others, you can't even save yourself, Jesus. Not a good day for you, is it? And the other guy says, oh, remember me. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, today you're going to walk with me in paradise. I mentioned this a number of weeks ago. That thief, when he got to the pearly gates, and they were asking me, well, how did you get here? Well, the guy in the middle cross said I could come. Well, what about baptism? Have you been baptized? No, just the guy in the middle cross said I could come. Have you been confirmed? Did you go through confirmation in your church? No. The guy on the middle cross said I could come. Have you studied theology? Do you know anything about eschatology? No. The guy on the middle cross just said I could come. It is finished. Tetelestai. The debt has been paid. Praise God for the cross of Good Friday. That's why we are here. That's why Friday, Good Friday, is good. Because when Jesus endured that, when he breathed his last saying, "It is finished, Tetelestai," the debt has been paid. Sin and shame at the cross had no power. That's why Good Friday is good. And salvation is applied to everyone who believes, just like that thief on the cross. It's for whosoever. The penalty has been paid. Our sin debt has been forgiven. God promises this in Hebrews chapter 10, 17 and 18. "I will never again remember their sins and lawless deeds." Jesus was the perfect sacrifice. The question for you is, do you know him? Can you see what Jesus did for you on this Good Friday? Will you accept him as the Lord of your life and thank him for the sacrifices he made on this Good Friday? Are you bold enough to take him on faith as your personal Savior and step out? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for Good Friday. We praise your holy name, dear Lord, for that beautiful symbol of salvation, the cross. And when your son Jesus cried out, "Tetelestai," it is finished. The debt has been paid. My sin and my shame were washed away. And Heavenly Father, we praise your name for the salvation that was granted there on that cross on that day is still available today to anyone who believes on the name of Jesus. They will be saved. If you're listening in at home today, and you want to know this Jesus, I want to say to you, you can. We know him. There's people here who know him. But you can too. I want you to pray this prayer with me. Jesus, thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for the cross. Here I am, a sinner in Savior. And I pray, dear Lord, that you would come into my heart. I now accept you as my personal Savior. I believe in your name, and I will endeavor to live my life for you all the rest of my days. And I pray this in and through my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. My friend, if you prayed that prayer, we'd love to contact you. We'd love to connect with you. You can go to our website at sawhitby.ca and you can leave a comment, a prayer request. We'd love to connect with you. And we are gathered here today celebrating the cross of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.